Good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to ask you to stand with me. My name is Vinny. I'm one of the pastors here at the church. Had the pleasure of worshiping here with our sister Faye. And so on behalf of Faye's family, we want to thank you for your presence here with us this morning at this memorial service. We're gathered to mourn the loss, but also to celebrate the life of our dear sister in Christ, Faye. So before we sing together, we're going to take a moment to pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we give you our praise and thanks for this wonderful grace and virtue that we have seen in Faye. She was a choice vessel of your grace and a light to the world in this generation. Give us the grace to follow her steadfast faith and obedience so that in the life to come we may hear the voice of God saying, "Come, blessed of the Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Grant this, Father, for the sake of your Son Jesus, our only mediator and advocate. Amen.
Let's sing together. Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displays. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to me, how great thou art, how great thou art. Sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to me, how great thou art, how great thou art. And sings my soul, my Savior God, to me, how great thou art, how great thou art. Shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art.
You can relax and have a seat. We're going to have three scripture readings, one from the Old Testament, one from the New Testament, and then one from the Gospels. Patricia, would you come?
Oh, that my words could be recorded. Oh, that they could be inscribed on a monument, carved with an iron chisel and filled with lead, engraved forever in the rock. But as for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and he will stand upon the earth at last. And after my body has decayed, yet in my body I will see God. I will see him for myself. Yes, I will see him with my own eyes, and I am overwhelmed at the thought.
A reading from the New Testament. Or have you forgotten that when we were joined with Christ Jesus in baptism, we joined him in his death, for we died and we were buried with Christ by baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. Since we have been united with him in his death, we will also be raised to life as he was. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin, for when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. And since we died with Christ, we know we will also live with him. We are sure of this because Christ was raised from the dead, and he will never die again. Death no longer has any power over him.
A reading from the Gospels. At that time, Jesus prayed this prayer. O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, thank you for hiding these things from those who think themselves wise and clever, and for revealing them to the childlike. Yes, Father, it pleased you to do it this way. My Father has entrusted everything to me. No one truly knows the Son except the Father, and no one truly knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light."
There's a particular verse that I wanted to share with you this afternoon. It comes from Psalm 116 and verse 15. It says, in essence, that God sees the death of his faithful servants. And faithful servant is, I think, a good description of Faye. She cared so much for others, and she served them as if she were serving God himself. Her family set her up well for this. Her father was a minister, and her mother started a nursery school in Wellesley. And Faye worked in that school for 30-plus years. She also loved to spend time laughing and playing and educating children, whether it was at St. Bridget's or the different summer camps that she participated in and helped to lead. Many of us could probably tell lots of stories for hours and hours describing her faithful service. And indeed, later we will hear some stories. We, all of us, noticed her service. But God must have also have noticed her service. Not only did God see her faithful service, but he also saw her death. In Psalm 116 and verse 15, it reminds us that God is not indifferent to death, and he's not indifferent to our suffering. It uses the word sight, that God sees. He has sight of the death of those who die in Christ. And it says that it's precious in the eyes of the Lord, the death of his faithful servants. So God sees when each faithful servant passes into eternity. And so on the day that Faye died, God saw that. He didn't turn his back. He didn't fall asleep. He saw it. Not only did he see her in her death, but today he sees us. He sees us remembering her. He sees us crying. He sees us laughing. He sees us sharing this time and space together. And he tells us that we can cast our cares upon him because he cares for us. If anyone knows what it's like to grieve the death of someone he loves, it's God. He lost his son Jesus to the grave for 3 days. God knows firsthand what it is that we're feeling today. We can thank God that that wasn't the end of the story. He raised his son from the dead, and he promises that one day he will raise the bodies of all believers from the grave to renew our bodies and to prepare us for eternity with him. So I'm going to encourage you to cast your care today on the God who understands your pain, who wants to comfort you in that pain. I'm going to encourage you to cast your care on the God whose plan is to ultimately do away with all pain and suffering and death in the future. So that leaves us with one word that we have yet to explore in this verse, and that's the word precious. Maybe we can understand that God sees death, and maybe we can understand how it is that he sees the death of faithful servants, but this verse uses the word precious, that this thing that we're looking at today is a precious thing, and for most of us, we can't take that in today. It's too much for us. What could be precious about this? Well, it says that this is a precious thing in the eyes of God. Someone translated this verse quite uniquely. They said that when we arrive at the gates of death, God welcomes those who love him. So for God, this was a wonderful thing to bring Faye into his everlasting kingdom. The Apostle Paul agrees. He says that when we're absent from the body, when we leave our bodies, that we're present with the Lord. So God sees this death as a new beginning. Faye's body may be in the grave, but her soul is safe with God today. So this death, as much as it pains us here today, is precious, it's honorable, it's dear, and it's glorious to God. It is of great value to God. Why is that? Faye is doing right now what she did in her lifetime. She gave glory to God. Except now she's doing it perfectly. She is relating with God face to face. So even in her death, she is pointing all of us to Jesus, her Savior. If she had a say in the planning of the proceedings today, I know there are some things that she would want us to think about. She would want us to ponder. She would want you to know that what made her so special and what made her so caring was her relationship with God. She would want you to know that you can have that same kind of special relationship with God that she had. She would want you to know that your death can also be precious in the eyes of God, just as hers is. She would want you to know that the time to think about eternal life is now, is today. She would want you to know that it's never too late to follow Christ wholeheartedly. For the majority of her life, I'd say Faye knew about Jesus. But toward the end of her life, what she recounted to me was that she came to know Jesus in a much more personal way in her later years. She began reading the Bible. She began studying the Bible with others. She began learning how to pray differently. She came to be part of the family that is this church, and she felt blessed. But what she may not have known is how blessed we felt to have her as part of our church community. So it's never too late to pursue a relationship with Jesus, with our Creator. She would want you to have the same peace and joy and love that she did in her heart. God the Father gave his Son over to a death that was anything but precious so that your death and my death could become precious to him. So today God is welcoming someone into his family. I don't know who it is. I don't know what your story is. But God is asking you to accept his Son and what his Son has done on your behalf. A number of the songs that we sang earlier illustrated that and spoke it out and described that. If you recognize that you've been doing life apart from God, then, and you realize that this way of living apart from God is the reason that Jesus had to die for you, then you can thank God for what he has done for you in Jesus. You can call out to God today. It's never too late. You can ask him to save you. And I can assure you this, he will not let you down. He will not only make your death precious, but he will also make your life precious. And that's what I saw the day I met Faye. The first day I took the phone call from her because a friend of hers had encouraged her to go to a church that was local to her. And that friend called me up and said, my friend Faye lives in the area. She wants to go to a church, but she's not sure how to make that first step. And so I called her up on the phone, and that started a wonderful relationship that I had with her, and came to see all these things played out in her life. And someday, you can see your Savior the same way that Faye is seeing him right now. She's seeing Jesus face to face. We're gonna sing about that. You can stay seated with where you are. This song is a little song about what it's like when we get to heaven, when we all get to heaven.
When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
We're going to share some remembrances of Faye. We're going to start with Ashley, her granddaughter. And we'll give you a chance later if you want to share. Remembrance will come around with the microphone.
Thank you, everybody, for coming. We really appreciate it. So if everybody could take a moment and just imagine homemade pumpkin pie. Yes. Roasting turkey, sweet potatoes with marshmallows, and some Frankie Sinatra playing in the background. This is how I will always remember you. In the kitchen with your apron on. Cheese red from Manhattan's. That's why I love them so much. With your pearls and your lipstick and that everlasting smile. Mother to six beautiful kids, which led to 12 grandkids, all of which you made such an impression on. I was fortunate enough to have time with you when I was young and when you took care of me, and I'm so grateful for that. You're compassionate, selfless, and loving spirit led you to be a teacher, and I, your granddaughter, two generations later, followed in your footsteps. You have such an amazing legacy. You blessed me with the most beautiful mother and aunts, And they're so strong, beautiful, and intelligent. And for that, I'm so grateful. I'm so lucky that I got to carry on your name as my middle name, Faye, even though I would have loved Gwendolyn. And I just want you to know that you will be engraved in all of our hearts, minds, and souls. Save us all, Zeke, Grammy, and there better be pumpkin pie when we meet again. Very, very, well, not soon, but in due time. We love you, and we're so grateful and blessed to have you as a part of our lives. Thank you.
Joelle and Beth Ann, two of our daughters, are also going to share.
Hello. Our mother, Faye, grew up in Wellesley Hills and lived there most of her life. We recently discovered her baby book, where her mother describes her as always being happy, smiling, and laughing. In one entry, after a snowstorm, she wrote, "Faye is so happy. She loves to be outside and to have her sister June with her. She likes the trees and the sunshine." Apparently, my mother did not get the terrible twos because on her second birthday, my grandmother writes, "Faye is so independent and yet so sweet. She loves to help with everything." My mom seemed to have a joyful childhood with close friends, Jan, Betty, and Paula. Betty recently shared with us, "Our early years were filled with church conferences, apple picking at the farm, family farm in Westford, sports, many dances, and long 2-mile walks home from school, and just fun activities." When she was just 16, fate introduced our mother, Faye, to Nancy Austin, who she quickly and affectionately renamed Tex. Both girls were hired to watch over a family's children for the summer, and they became fast friends. As my mother and Tex grew older, they developed the tradition of visiting each other for their birthdays. Tex would come to New England in October and enjoy the fall foliage and the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. My mom would travel to Wimberley in April to enjoy the bluebonnets and other Texas wildflowers in bloom. They also would enjoy hours of conversation while sipping homemade iced tea and swinging on Texas porch swing. Their friendship was inspiring as it spanned both of their lifetimes and thousands of miles between them. In 1968, Faye's mother, Eleanor Schultz, founded the Wellesley Nursery School in the Hills. Our mother became a nursery school teacher soon after, and in 1972, she earned her bachelor's degree in early childhood education at Boston University. Her nurturing and attentive nature made a career choice, that career choice, a perfect fit for her. In the summers, she was a camp counselor for 5- and 6-year-olds at Nobles Day Camp in Dedham for many years. Those summers at Nobles were filled with many fun activities and multiple swim times each day. Our mother was the lead swim instructor for many years in the baby pool. She would be instructing the new swimmers on how to get used to the water, but Faye always did it with style. She would wear her big sunglasses, a lovely bathing suit, and always had a gorgeous tan. She always did love sunbathing. She developed the Owl's Nest at Nobles and was director for many years until she retired in 2008. We loved our summers at Nobles, attending from the age of 5 through our teen years, when we too became counselors ourselves. Everyone knew our mom, which sometimes made us feel like celebrities at Nobles, when we were little, at least. Our mom and dad were married in 1969 after meeting at a dance mixer and enjoyed 31 years of marriage together. They both loved music and dancing, from being in our parish musicals every year to listening to Sinatra and singing songs with our aunts and uncles while Uncle Louie played the piano. My dad could whisk you up and lead you through the dances of the 30s and 40s, and my mom loved to be there in his arms. They would share a Vio Manhattan on special occasions, and we would always get the cherry. After dinner, they shared their evenings together in our den, enjoying each other's company. What we fondly remember about our mother are the over-the-top Christmases with mountains of presents and trees dripping with tinsel and ornaments. We remember tin after tin of homemade cookies, all different kinds, that would take her weeks to probably make.
Although we did help.
Yes, we did.
A little bit.
My mother would gather together all six of her children and all of the many grandchildren together for the holidays, and we would have so much fun. She provided a warm and loving home with pets and activities and a hard work ethic. Through all of this, she could be found singing to our animals while ironing, cleaning, or folding laundry. The dogs and cats were always around her, waiting for their next personal serenade. But most of all, my mother shared her smile and always encouraged us to do the same. Thank you.
I just wanted to say my mom had a really amazing life, and I just really appreciate you all being here to celebrate that with us. Thank you.
Does anybody else want to share something you remember? We set some time aside for this, so.
I've been Faye's friend for about 20 years, and I just want to say that when she came to this church, it really made a difference in a difficult time in her life. And it was really a home for her. And I'm very grateful that she had that. And the people were very kind to her during her illnesses.
Thank you. I'm a member of the church here, and it's always interesting, you know, to hear about someone and to hear about impressions. And it's so wonderful to hear that consistent smile and countenance, because that is the first thing that I ever remember seeing on Faye was her smile. Mm-hmm. It was like before she even said anything to you, her countenance was welcoming to you. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed getting to know her. She loved coming here, I have to tell you. She loved it. And she would call 10 people to get a ride at the point where she couldn't get, you know, drive. And to get here to, you know, Sundays and events. And we just loved her dearly. So thank you for sharing her.
Andrea and I met Faye at Lord and Taylor. We all started working together. And she would tell me about her family and her grandkids, and I would get so mixed up. And this is like putting the puzzle together. It's kind of nice. I'm so sorry she's gone.
Thank you.
I also have fond memory of Faye. I remember the first time I met her was when I gave her a ride to one of her doctor's appointments, and we just hit it off there. I have given her several rides. We have talked on the phone. We did things together. I visited with her, but I didn't like the kitty cat. But she always shared about her family and talked a lot about her kids and her grandkids, and showed me pictures. I saw some of them downstairs that she showed me. And that smile, that graceful way about her, the calmness. She talked about her job. We had teaching in common, so, you know, she shared a lot there too. And she was just loved. I missed her when she left. And I tried calling a few times, but I didn't get her. But I never stopped praying for her and her family, and the family.
F- Faye is one of those people that just had a magnetic personality that kind of drew you to her. You felt like you knew her all your life. And that was the case when I first started to attend Crossroads. You know, she talked a lot about how much she loved Crossroads, but her love for God and her love for the church flowed through her, and she just made me feel so welcome. She was such a kind lady, and I was really drawn to her. So every time I would come to church and she was here, I would always look for her to talk, because she always had such an encouraging word for me, and I missed her when she moved away, and I'm looking forward to the day when I'll see her again.
Anybody else like to share? Okay, I think it's fitting that this last song is When the Saints Go Marching In. So we're going to have to stand for this one. And the verse I read in an old translation, it says, "Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his saints." So all those who are in Christ, God considers us all saints. So it's Saint Faye. And so let's sing together.
Oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, we have no birth, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, Lord, I long
the family would like to invite you to join us downstairs, directly downstairs in the fellowship hall for some refreshments. You can just take the staircase down, or you can head down this way if you'd like. I think there's also a guest book that was in the lobby. If you did not, write your name in there, if you would do that on your way out, so the family has a record that you were here. And we're going to close with a prayer. Into your hands, merciful Savior, we release your servant, Faye. We know that you have acknowledged her as a sheep of your fold, a lamb of your own flock, and a sinner of your own redeeming. We know that you have received her into the arms of your mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of the saints. Grant to her family and friends the peace that passes all understanding, and the joy that comes from knowing that she is with you. Amen.